The midterm elections may be over, but the Republican majorities in Congress may yet grow a little. A handful of congressional contests are still up in the air. There are runoff elections scheduled, a couple of races are still too close to call, and there's at least one official recount coming. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Louisiana, a place where politics are always interesting, doesn't disappoint this year. Three-term Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu finds herself in a runoff against Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy because both failed to get more than the 50% required to claim victory last Tuesday. Even though control of the Senate doesn't hang on the outcome, the fight now goes into an extra month of overtime. The TV attack ads are back, too. Well, actually, they never went away.
On May 31st, Bill Cassidy gave a speech that was nearly incoherent.
Senator Landrieu may get it.
But his record is crystal clear, voting to cut Social Security benefits.
Boo. Not to be outdone, the National Republican Senatorial Committee is still in the fray.
Do you agree with your spouse 97% of the time? Your kids? The ref at the game. Chances are... no. But amazingly, Mary Landrieu has agreed with Obama 97% of the time.
The other Senate seat that's been up in the air is in Alaska, where incumbent Democrat Mark Begich faced Republican Dan Sullivan. The Associated Press just yesterday called the race for Sullivan. Begich hasn't conceded. On Capitol Hill Wednesday, incoming Senate leader Mitch McConnell posed with 10 new GOP senators elect. He's looking for the number of newcomers to increase.
We're really excited about having a great new bunch here, and we hope they're going to be joined by Dan Sullivan and Bill Cassidy shortly.
That's the Senate. Now the House races, where it's not over yet. There are two in Louisiana where, like that Senate contest, runoffs will decide the winner. One involves Democrat Edwin Edwards, who at age 87 has a resume that includes Congress, the governorship, and 8 years in federal prison for corruption. Now to Arizona.
The congressional race in southern Arizona's 2nd District is heading for an automatic recount with almost all the ballots counted. Republican challenger Martha McSally leads Democratic Congressman Ron Barber by just 133 votes.
State law in Arizona mandates a recount in races where the victory margin is less than 200 votes. Finally, there are two uncalled races in California. In the 7th District, that's near Sacramento, and the 16th, which includes parts of Fresno. Both feature incumbent Democrats who currently hold very narrow leads. So, Election Day has come and gone. We just don't know yet when it will all be officially and finally and mercifully over. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.